ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Once Aisha radiallahu anha was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was the time after the Battle of Uhud. And for anyone who has studied the scene and the events that took place in the Battle of Uhud, it was one of the most difficult times upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a time where he had to even retreat for a very brief moment because he was wearing a helmet, a metal helmet, and the helmet had broken and it had lodged into the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you had the Sahaba radiallahu anhum seeing this, and they're coming to the aid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only that, but you have Sahaba radiallahu anhum, very illustrious Sahaba who lost their life. In fact, the most hurtful death to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that took place in the Battle of Uhud was none other than the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hamza radiallahu anhu. And all this took place, so you can possibly imagine how much pain the Prophet alaihi wasallam, he went through on the day of Uhud. Yet Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asked Rasulullah sallallahu, was there any other day that was more painful to you than the day of Uhud? And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, indeed, it was the day when I went to Ta'if. The day I went to Ta'if, because that day I was already going through a lot of difficulties in my life. And when we say the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his uncle just right before that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle, Abu Talib, was a person that even though he did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he stuck by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even when there was a 3 years of the extreme boycott that took place, Abu Talib could have, you know, disassociated himself from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he said that this is my nephew, I'm going to stick with my nephew. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all this is going on, his uncle passed away. You have Khadija radiallahu anha, that the Prophet alayhi salam did not marry any other woman as long as Khadija was in his life. And Khadija radiallahu anha gave birth to 6 of the 7 children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you can imagine how much pain Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through. And then he goes to Ta'if. Why? Because he's looking for support. And while he's there in Ta'if, instead of welcoming him, instead of being receptive towards Rasulullah ﷺ, they were rude with the Prophet ﷺ. They were extremely offensive and disrespectful to the Prophet ﷺ. And of course, don't want to go through the entire story. We all know exactly what happened, that the Prophet ﷺ was driven out of the city. He was pelted. And he says, alayhi salam, to his wife, our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha, that while I was leaving, there was a time that I had no idea where I was going. Because when a person is in an extreme situation, sometimes you're just trying to get out of the situation, you have no idea where you're going. So he says that then I found a garden, and then I met a person there by the name of Adas, and so forth. But the point I'm trying to make is, why did I mention this story? Because many of us in our life, we go through something called rejection in life. Sometimes there's a proposal, we get rejected. It could be a marriage proposal, it could be a business proposal. There are sometimes plans that we have, one person turns it down. Sometimes we get betrayed by one person, a friend of ours. Sometimes we have a very close 2-3 friends, and then they disassociate themselves from us, and we feel that we have been rejected and we have nowhere to go. The reason why I mentioned this story is because when we feel rejected in our life, remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced something similar. And I will say this, that there are 3 things today, inshallah. Of course, there are many things that I can share, but today, keep it short. And think 3 things that inshallah you can remember whenever you feel rejected in life, whenever someone treats you in a way that you feel like that is not the way you are to be treated, or they reject you, then in that case, there are 3 things that can be done. Number one is, always remember that Allah is in your corner. Look, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as an adult, he was rejected. But even as a child, he was also rejected. When? when all these women who came from out of town, from out of town to Mecca, and they were grabbing all the children. They were going to all the rich people's homes. I want this child, I want that child, I want this child, I want that child. The one child that was left, that no one would come close to, was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the feeling, the emotional state of the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Amina, that she sees no parent. You know, one of the most difficult things that a parent has to go through in life is to watch your child suffer. To watch your child go through pain is one of the most difficult things that a parent has to go through. And when a parent sees, if they're rejected, they can deal with it. When they see their children getting rejected and their children not getting a fair and good treatment, wallahi, it kills them inside. Can you possibly imagine the emotional state of Amina at that time? That all these children are being taken and my child, no one is coming and taking my child. And that is when Halima, her husband, said at that night, when she was also presented Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she reluctantly, she refused at that time. And then that night, the husband said that, oh Halima, all the women are going back with some child. You're going to come all the way here to Mecca. You come empty-handed. You're going to go back empty-handed. You'd rather go back with something. This is the definition when Allah is in your corner. She took the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and her fortunes changed for eternity. It is mentioned that later on, 2 years had gone by, no one would generally come and beg to keep the children. She came back to the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, begging, please let us keep the child. Please let us keep the child. And she said that, what is it that you want this child so bad? And that is when she said that as soon as we took this child, then he changed everything that we had. So always remember that when we get rejected, we may feel that there's nothing going on. The world is caving on us. And the world is collapsing on us. But always remember that you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your corner. Allah does not just reject people. Allah does not let go of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just dismiss people just like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be there for us. Just like He was there when we were born. Just like He was there when we were growing up. Today also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. When all the prophets, all the anbiya, you studied their story, there was always a moment in their life that they felt like, khalas, there is nothing more. But they taught us, the stories teaches us, that they always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Yusuf alayhi salam, he was a man who was forgotten. Think about that for a moment. A forgotten man in prison. No one would remember. No one cared. Two people came, he told them that, remember, when you go back to the king, take my name. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّي فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. He stayed there even more years. But every single time while he was inside the prison, he never turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people would come, he would give them da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first thing is, always remember that Allah is in your corner. Number two, something very important, is that do not put too many hopes in people. Do not have high expectations from people. Have your expectations and always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the biggest challenges today that we see, the biggest problems that we see, is that we have too many expectations from others. And sometimes we feel that we're always going to get the best treatment from other people, and only to find out later on that one person that I may have loved so much, or I felt that I was so close to one person, they are speaking ill about me. They are turning their back against me, or they're doing something against me. Remember, brothers and sisters, I've said this before so many times, and I'll say it again, and please remember it. If there's one thing that you have no control over, is what people will think about you and what people will say about you. No one has any control over that. No one has control. So why are we so many times putting our expectations on other people? When you expect nothing from anyone and you get something, you'll be happy. That's how it is. Imagine if you're going to file your taxes and you're expecting the government to give you back $1,000, and you get back like $500 or $200, you're still going to get disappointed. Imagine expecting nothing from the government and the government sends you even 50 bucks. Okay, I'm going to go Starbucks now, okay? That's how it works, right? When you expect nothing and you get something back, you're going to be happy. Today, the biggest problem, we expect too much from other people. And we don't expect anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, the most important thing is, when a person is on the wrong end of rejection, do not take out that anger on anyone else. Let me tell you why. Musa alayhi salam and Khadir, when they went to the town, what did they ask for? They asked for food. They asked for hospitality. What happened? They were rejected, right? Yes or no? They were rejected. Now, Musa alayhi salam could have said that, you know what, okay, fine, I'm not going to do anything more. But when Khadr, what he saw was that there was a wall that was collapsing. Did he take out his frustration or being on the wrong end of rejection, being rejected, did he take out that anger on the wall? Did he let that wall fall down? No. Because at the end of the day, even though I may be rejected in my life, if I take out that anger, that frustration on anyone else, on anything else, I'm no different than what they did to me. We have to always be the bigger person. We always have to do the right thing. And that is what Khadr did. And later on, when Musa alayhi salam said that you'd fix this, and while they, فَأَبَوْا أَن يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا, and they rejected from even showing us the basic level of hospitality. What did he say at the end? He says, كَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. This was the right thing. Even though, yes, they did not show us, they rejected us, but this was the right thing to do. A Muslim always does the right thing. A Muslim does not take out the anger of one over the other. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being persecuted in Mecca, and a man came to him, I need help. He could have said that, you know what, bro, I need help myself too. Go find the help from somewhere else. He did not say that. He did the right thing and he helped them out. So whenever we are in need of help, if I don't get the help, that doesn't mean that I don't help anyone else. If I get rejected, it doesn't mean that I take out that anger on anyone else. Always be the Muslim. Always do the right thing, inshallah. These are a few things that we can do, inshallah, whenever we feel rejected. And remember, more than anything else, if I ever get rejected in my life, remember that the prophets and the anbiya, they went through higher levels of rejection, and they always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the end of the world. One door closes, another door is always opened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those whose hearts are always at the state of peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in our challenges. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove our difficulties. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ